Welcome back. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David, and I'm 3 minutes late, but it's not my normal night, so you guys will just have to forgive me. I've said this a million and one times that I absolutely hate Windows 10. It's completely screwed up my laptop to where I can't do anything easily. I can't do anything with ease that I want to do on my computer, whether it's recording my podcast or being on someone else's podcast or watching a freaking video, because Windows 10 is just kind of packed with all this crap, clearly, that I don't need, and you guys don't want to hear about all that stuff. But it's just ridiculous, and I'm like, you know, they need to test some of this crap. I know they do a beta for some of these things, and they take some time to make sure all the bugs work out, but they need to try at least 20 different computers, 20 different systems to see what kind of problems they're going to have with their new better than ever product. But I haven't had time. There's a way to send it back to, I guess Windows 8. But I haven't had the time to do that either. But anyhow, I am here, and, it has been, a week from hell. You know, this is my 27th day, since I've had a day off, since I come back from Atlanta. When I came back, remember, from Atlanta, it's maybe about my 20th day. 27. It doesn't matter. It's been more than 2 weeks since I've had a day off. And, I'm kind of done. I was telling my boss earlier this week, I was like, either, cause you know, when you work so much, you know, I talk about my job all the time. I love what I do. Don't get me wrong. I love what I do. I enjoy, what I do, because of the area that I'm in, but the actual administrative side of my job and the requirements of my time, I absolutely hate. I hate. And I told my boss earlier this week, I'm like, it's commandeering too much of my life. You know, and I've said this before on the show, you know, you're supposed to, my best friend always tells me, David, you need to work to live, not live to work. And then I was going back over my contract when I took this position, where it says, you know, you're on call 24/7. Just because you're on call 24/7, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to work every day. You know, that has to be against the law. It has to be. So I'm going to do some searching to see how legal. Not that I want to get my job in trouble or anything. I just think they need to be held accountable to the labor laws just like anybody else. And I know when you're a salaried individual, you know, they can commandeer a lot of your time, but they can't commandeer all your time. You know, there's no day in the last, what, 2-3 weeks that I haven't worked at least 12 hours a day. At least 12 hours a day, sometimes 16 hours a day, sometimes overnight, sometimes 20 hours a day for a day. So I'm like, this is not adding up. You know, again, it's not what I signed up for. I knew what it all entailed, but I'm like, come on. You know, when you guys said 24/7, it doesn't mean you have to work every day 24 hours a day. That's not possible. So it's starting to infect my life, and I think I've said this before. And then you can't get stuff done. You can't do laundry. I've been hiding behind a hat because I haven't shaved my head. Because every minute that I have is very, very valuable to me. I know the last couple of days that I've come home, the night before, the last two nights, I've came home, and where I sat is where I slept. because I just ended up passing out because I was absolutely exhausted. And that's not where I wanted to get, because when you do work so much, mistakes happen. You're not productive. It's not proficient. And it's just, you know, and this makes the morale, your morale and what you think you're doing good, it goes away. And then you start resenting the thing that you love the most because it is infecting your life. And so I don't want to get to that point. I'm there, you know, but you get some moments. You get, and thank God for those moments, because you get some moments to where, you feel like you're doing the right thing. And not that you have to have an attaboy or a pat on the back or someone telling you how great you are. But I think sometimes you get those moments where they may be very subtle, or they can be very, very in your face, that reaffirms why you do what you do. No matter what job you have, it can reaffirm what you do. I was in KFC earlier today. You know, I had my troubles with fast food restaurants, and I don't trust them because they seem to always mess up a good majority. I'm not gonna say everybody. And this particular KFC today, I've had trouble with just getting things right. It just seems silly to me because, again, not that I'm trying to take anything away from their job, but it can't be that hard. And this is for any fast food restaurant. Everybody makes mistakes, you know, but come on. When you're continually doing the same thing over and over and over again, and you are notorious for being the worst McDonald's or the worst Burger King or the worst KFC in town, there's an issue, and that's a management issue. But I was in there today, and you know, so a lot of times we prejudge. I know sometimes I do that, and I have to check myself and come back to the middle because, you know, I know people prejudge me. So I sometimes had to check myself. Okay, David, you're doing the same thing that you know people do to you. And I kind of prejudged this young man, and he gave me the best customer service. He was a kid, and I was griping about the fast food restaurants, but I had to give him some props. Everything was right, everything was good. It's KFC, you know. I was just shocked about the service that I received. Although the story was a little nasty, the service that the young man gave me was I think impressive is too big of a term, but I was impressed because it's not what I was expecting. I had already had low expectations for this particular KFC, but it ended up being good. So I like I said, I always make judgments or calls on some of these fast food restaurants because I know sometimes they're just just give you poor service, and today was outside the norm. It was appreciated, and I told him I appreciated his. I even told him that I appreciated it, and I think he even gave me free cookies. He probably said his big ass needs some some cookies. I'll make him happy. It wasn't the cookies, trust me, because they aren't that good. McDonald's has them beat. Anyhow, I hope you guys are doing good. We got a few listeners, new listeners. I'm sorry I couldn't make it Wednesday, because like I said, I've been extremely busy. This week has been so horrible. I've just worked every day, and I just hadn't had the energy. And plus with new TV, and then more new TV starting next week, I just don't have enough time. Like when I get off here tonight, I'm probably going to watch Heroes. There's another show that I missed this week. And the first part of Gotham. I've seen the last part, but I haven't had time to catch up on it. So I'm going to watch those when we get done here tonight. But I hope you guys are doing good. I miss talking to you guys. You know, I enjoy the responses and the feedback. And everybody who checks out the show whenever, wherever, however you're checking out the 5x5 podcast. I do appreciate it. But if you haven't followed us yet on iTunes, go over there to iTunes if you're an iTunes subscriber, and find the 5x5 Late Night Podcast and click subscribe and give us a like or whatever you do over there. Subscribe, rate, don't be cute. And follow us there to catch up on all the old shows, but also catch the new ones as well. And also, you can catch us on the Facebook page, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out. And check out some other things that I put on there that doesn't have anything to do with the podcast. You might get some geeky stuff. You might get some gay stuff. There's like some provocative things on there right now. But some of those are, you can pop over to the blog, the5by5.blogspot.com, the 5 is numeric, and check out what's going on there, although I don't think it's updated yet because I've been busy. And not only been busy with work, but busy fighting crickets. The crickets came back. And when we come back from this really brief break, I'm going to tell you about my ongoing cricket fight. And we're going to review the last con, well, the second to last con, because I don't think I didn't know I was going to go to another Wizard World for the end of the year, but the second to last con of the year, kind of wrapping up my convention season, and it wasn't a good one. You guys have been waiting for this, and trust me, it's going to be shady. No tea, no shade. I have to say what I have to say. And hopefully there's going to be some constructiveness, constructive criticism that they can take away from it. If any of those people, they might hunt me down and try to get me. So if y'all find out that a convention has a hit out on me, please tell your boy. So I don't get hurt. So, when we come back, we'll talk about all that and more. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back. Your girl Janet Jackson, she has made a comeback of sorts. She dropped Unbreakable last night about 10-ish, 11 o'clock, and it's getting really good reviews. People seem to have taken to it. Anymore, I just love Janet Jackson. I always get into an argument with one of my friends about Janet. She's had the last decade for Janet musically, ever since Demita Joe and the Super Bowl incident, has really been subpar. Although she's had some good things out. I know she was with Jermaine Dupri for a second, and she didn't. I don't know what's going on. She was in Atlanta, and the music just wasn't right. Just went in Janet, and she kind of went back to her roots with this one. It's called Unbreakable. It's available on iTunes right now. So you can go over there. I think on Amazon and also Google Play. But it's more, it's reminiscent of old Janet with kind of a more modern feel. I say this and people get mad at me. I think Janet has a lyric problem. Sometimes the lyrics don't really fit the music or the beat, which is fine. You know, she's Janet Jackson. You know, how much, you know, what else do you have to do? You're freaking Janet Jackson. She looks absolutely amazing. Hopefully in the winter, I will get to go see her in Indianapolis, Indiana. That is my hopes and my plans and my dreams right now. But it's a good album. I give it a solid B. I listened to, actually when I came home this evening, I put it on, my AirPlay from my iPod and kind of played it through the house and just kind of laying here listening to it. And there's some really good songs. Damn Baby, which is the second track on the album, it should be the next single. I mean, it's really hot. Then there's some other good tracks. I can't think of the names right now. One that's very reminiscent of Michael Jackson's Leave Me Alone. It sounds almost like it. And then in some of the songs, you can hear how they pay homage to some of the older Janet stuff. Like, actually in Damn Baby, there are references to Get Lonely, and there's some beats to, from Get Lonely in it. So I'm like, oh, that's cute. So is it where she wants to be? You know, what do we expect from a 40-year-old dance diva from the 80s and 90s? And her career spanned 3 decades, even 4 if you count, you know, the first 2 albums that were released late 70s, early 80s. So it's a good album. It's an album that you can play all the way through. And it does have some social consciousness on a few of the tracks, and some adult, not adult themes in the sense of like the sex that she used. That's what's missing on this album, the sex. There's no, you know, No Sleep is about sex, but it's about having your lover, and I haven't seen you, and when you come home, tear you up, you know, and we ain't gonna sleep. So it's not that overt sex that we heard on Velvet Rope, Demita Joe, All For You, Discipline. So it's good. So, I'm a big Janet fan. I'm always going to love Janet Jackson, no matter. I had put on Facebook earlier that I was listening to Janet Jackson and, the Unbreakable album. And like, a lot of my friends don't know how diehard a fan I was. You know, I was doing the Pleasure Principle and talent show contest. Yes, baby. I was doing talent show contest with the Pleasure Principle choreography. I can't even talk tonight. Choreography. Say it for me, guys. Choreography. I was going to say something really racist, but I'm not going to say it. And it was funny. Black people can't be racist. I was doing that back in the 80s. You know, I knew I knew the control dances. I knew the nasty dances. So one of my childhood friends, they're like, they don't even know, do they? I'm like, they really don't. You know, and I've told you guys this before, I still have a box of all the Janet Jackson pictures and posters that I had that adorned my wall. I still have them all, and they're in a big shoebox, a big case with shoebox that I probably had, I'm a man of a particular age. I had this stuff when I was 15, 16, 17. So they're 30 years old, almost 30 years old, and I still have them. She needs to know that. So y'all might call Jenna and say, hey, you have a super fan in Southern Indiana. But she might think it's a little weird that I still have that, right? Anyhow, who cares? if you haven't got the album, get it and send me a voicemail on the 5x5.blogspot.com and tell me what is your favorite track. My favorite track right now is Damn Baby, and of course the one you just heard with Missy Elliott, Burn It Up. That's what all the kids. This is the one that's the headbanger, so to speak, off the album. I think Damn Baby's a little bit better song. And then the No Sleep, which you're going to play an excerpt from that a little later. No Sleep, to me, the remix is probably the best club song on the album. But you guys make your own opinion and show Janet some love. This would be her last outing musically. I don't see her recording that unless she records another album in the next 2 or 3 years, which I doubt. You know, what's the purpose? Again, you have nothing to prove. You know, this will probably be her last concert. What Janet needs to do, she needs to do the Toni Braxton thing. And, you know, what's the other girl, Celine Dion and Britney Spears, and do a very intimate, you know, like she did the up close and personal tour. She needs to do that in Vegas. You know, do it for 2 or 3 years. chill with your husband, have a house in Vegas or wherever they put you up in one of the fancy penthouses in Vegas and, you know, do that. I think that'd be a perfect for her. And then start acting more. Just start acting. Just show up on stuff. You know, Tyler Perry tried to utilize you in, what, 3 movies? I think you just need to start acting and get on a television show. You know, but Janet likes keeping it very, very, she's very private and she's kind of reclusive, actually. And, you know, you've never seen Janet on a lot of commercials, statewide, you know, internationally she was in commercials, but, she just never really did that. She's a very, very, very private person. Cause she never needed that extra celebrity like some of these other, people need to stay relevant. And Beyonce's the same way. You never see Beyonce out here doing all these commercials and you here, you there. But I will say this before we get off this music. I love Nicki Minaj. I like Chris Brown. But do they have to be on every single song? I mean, what are they being paid? Because I was driving home this evening and every other song was featuring Nicki Minaj. Featuring Nicki Minaj or featuring Chris Brown. I mean, really, every other song. You know, I was on The Heat. I was on, what's the other one? The Heat and there's something else. I listened on the Sirius XM. I listened to Heat, the New Station Fly, and Heart and Soul. But Heat is where all the kind of hip songs are. And I mean, every other, not that I didn't like the songs, but I'm like, y'all everywhere, you know, but I guess you're getting it now. Cause you know, this music game is not a joke. You could be gone. I read an article earlier today where they said that, they was doing all the, celebrities who went broke and they had Biz Markie on there or who did some, things just to pay the bills, you know, and he's still singing that you got what I need. And, they said Bow Wow, he got 106 in Park cause he couldn't pay his, child support. I mean, not that Bow Wow was big star or Biz Markie, but Common, you know, he's been around for a minute. They said, you know, before he started acting more, and started doing commercials, you know, he was kind of strapped financially. But you know what? When they tell me about this stuff, these people who have a lot of money, celebrities who have a lot of money, just kind of thrown at them for, and some of them are talentless, and then they lose it because of bankruptcy and poor management and not taking care of their business. I don't care. You know, I don't care. Because give me the chance. Not that I would do any better. I would think I would do better. You know, when you come from, a life where you never had a lot of money and you value, the things you have, you value that dollar. Not that I would be really, really stingy. Cause you know, somebody won that $300 million in Michigan, yesterday. But I didn't play. So I probably would have won. But this is most of the millionaires. They end up broke and destitute and on the street living somewhere. I would hope I wouldn't be that person, you know, and I wouldn't want anybody to know. It would be very, very few people. I think in the state of Indiana, you have to share your identity, but they say in Michigan, you do not. So I wouldn't want my identity shared. Even if I went down to the local riverboat casino, I wouldn't want my identity shared. I tell you a couple weekends ago, before I went to work, I met my niece and my sister down there. I think it was my sister's birthday. And, my niece won like $1,400. And, she took a picture. I'm like, you could never, even if I won that much, you're not putting my picture up, you know, telling anybody how much money I won. Not that it makes a difference. You just don't need to know. but that's neither here nor there. But anyhow, I hope everybody is enjoying. The podcast so far. I hope I have a new listener. He's supposed to be listening tonight. I'm not gonna call you out, if you're not. You know, you can always join us in the chat room, when we're live. And then if you don't happen to, join us in the chat room, you can listen to the, podcast here on Spreaker.com or a version of this on iHeartRadio. Thank you to all my iHeartRadio fans. It just keeps growing and growing and growing for some reason, and I don't know why. Looking to do more Real Talk episodes. And I posed the question. So if you guys want to send me an email and answer this question on my next Real Talk, remember Real Talk with David and Nikki, on my next Real Talk episode, which will be exclusively on iHeartRadio, we're going to answer the question. If you're dating and you're seriously dating and you still have social media profiles like from dating sites or sex sites or those apps like Tinder and Grindr and Growler and all those ones, how long before do you take it off? No, how long does it take you to remove those? Do you remove them after the first month? Do you take them down after the second month? 6 months? Or you don't take them down at all? I know some of y'all don't take them down at all because I see them. And it's like open relationship here or have a partner, will play, all that kind of nonsense. I don't share. So answer that question for me. I want to know what you guys think. So you either leave me a voicemail on the 5x5.blogspot.com or you can send me an email, the number 5BYYFIVE@gmail.com so I can hear what you guys think. So we're going to take a little break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about this cricket problem that I seem to keep on having. And then we're going to talk about this past weekend at the Tricon convention here locally. And like I said, it's not a good one. So listen to Tinashe here. Who am I working for? And we'll be right back. Straight up and down. Girl, you cold hearted. Let me see your resume. Let's get it started. And you got that super tongue in your ass, so fat it's retarded. Pouted. I just won't whip it then pock it. All I need is a swig of the Dawkins. Then I'm a dog. Get off and ballin'. Shit on the offense. Drinkin' with fist with the Dawkins. Feeling them softly. Like, bitch, I'm this shit. And you nosy. Step out my outfit. Pippin' in motion. Yo, pussy, I own it. Ain't gotta be mine for me to control it. I'm all in your zone, it. Like, what did you want it?
Straight up and down.
Welcome back. It's a 5x5 podcast. Sorry about that. I hit a wrong button. Hey, the first time one of my most favorite people, I mean, really in the world, has so much style. Friend of mine, Rain. Rain says hell to the no about having taking your profiles off, right? I don't show. No, he doesn't share either. What's mine is mine. Besides, he doesn't have a Grindr account, and he's old school. Pick it up, trade off the street. Just kidding. Well, welcome to the show. I've never had you on, I don't think. I don't know if you ever listened before. But thank you. Hey, Rain. Such a phenomenal person. You guys don't even know. Welcome back. It's the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. And something I was thinking about when we were on break about customer service. You know, I talk about customer service a lot. And I was in, you know, I collect comic books and I go to comic book stores and all that kind of good stuff. I was at one of my comic book stores that I've been going to since I was in college. It had to be. Back in the early 90s. And it was in a different location. And it was used to be the only game in town. And this person, the manager, that works there, he's been seeing me for years. Even when I lived in Atlanta, when I came back home, I would go over there to get my comic book because I didn't like the store that was in my neighborhood in Atlanta. Imagine that. And so, I was in there the other day, and this is what infuriates me. I've spent oodles and oodles and oodles. Can I say oodles? Am I too old to say oodles? Can I say oodles? I have spent oodles and oodles and oodles and oodles of money and time. This person has seen me in his store weekly, once a week. And then one time it was a couple times a week, when I was collecting something else, I had no business collecting, but, you know, brought my nephew in there, my niece, I've been there free comic book day. I'm always there and they're always very rude. They're always very rude and they're, and I think they're all detached. And I don't understand that. I don't get it. And he's been there for a while. Maybe because you're 75 years old and you're still working in a comic book store. Not that it matters. Because if I was 75 years old and working a burger joint, because that's the choice I made, I would be happy with it. And the thing is, be happy that you got a freaking job, for one. Anyhow, he's been the manager forever. And what gets me, it's not that I look different. You know, I'm the same person, and I always feel like I'm doing something wrong when I'm in there. I always feel like I shouldn't be buying anything. I always feel like I shouldn't be looking around. And this dude, now everybody knows, new comic book day is every Wednesday. New comic books hit the shelf every Wednesday. And so he was vacuuming or something when I was at the counter. I don't know what he was doing. And he always looked at me crazy. But again, I spend a lot of money in your fucking store. Not that I need you to kiss my ass when I roll up in there, but you see my black ass face every week, you know? And so, well, not every week now because I go to the other store they're rude, but not as rude as the store. And plus my friend Jared works there. Hey, Jared. And one of my, Funko Pop collector friends. And so, he waits for me, checks me out. And then he says, oh, and new comic books come out on Wednesday. Make sure you come back and get some new comic books. And I felt, and maybe y'all correct me if I'm wrong. It's like, why are you saying that? I'm here all the time. Don't you think I know that? You know, I've been in this store for years and you going to treat me like I'm a new customer? And not even nice, you know. I'm like, what an asshole. But maybe it's just me. It's just me. And I'm so happy. And this weekend, Matt, if you're listening, my friend that had a comic book store in town and now he's doing more stuff online, but he's opened a booth at one of the local flea markets so I can go out there and buy comic books out there. So, Matt, I will be seeing you this weekend at some point. So, hopefully tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to be my only day off, knock on wood. And it's after 12 and nobody's called me, so I don't have to go to work, so I can sleep in for a little bit and get some laundry done because I ran out of underwear. And that ain't cute, right? But also, back to the whole cricket thing. Now, last week I won against the cricket because I found him and I destroyed his black ass. I did. I found him and destroyed him. Well, I don't know if the cricket gods did not agree with me killing one of their people, crickets and shit. But they came back in full force to the point. Now, mind you, I told you that I have these pop figures everywhere. So I have I probably about 15 on one of my nightstands. So I'm laying there playing on Facebook, whatever you do, trying to drift on off to sleep. And then out of nowhere, the loudest chirp, I mean the loudest chirp I've ever heard out of one of these crickets came from the nightstand. And so I turned on, I'm like, oh no, she didn't. Chirp, chirp. And it was loud. I'm like, oh no, you didn't. this cricket is not rolled up into my up neck. I mean, right next to me. But the woman came up and jumped up on the table and I said, what's up, bitch? When it was ready to challenge me when I killed him. But this one, I'm like, oh, you in the pop figures now. So I go to get him. There's pop figures flying all over the place because I'm trying to get this cricket. I don't know if it was infused with the cricket gods. Legs of steel. This thing, I think it jumped and it went through the ceiling and went upstairs. I swear to God. No, I don't swear to God because Kim Davis wouldn't approve. Ha ha. This cricket, I'm like, are you kidding me? And it got away. So it got away to where it got to a spot where I couldn't get it. And for the remainder of the night until I actually got up early the next day. Because it had stressed me out so bad because I put headphones on so I guess to drown it out. So somebody please, please, because I think I heard another one try to chirp up tonight. I don't know why they're at, I don't know. I think it's cold and they're coming to the house. I don't know what's going on. But somebody please tell me how you get rid of crickets. Do I need to invest in a cat just for about a month until they all start dying off from winter, anything, but the crickets won this round. I'm gonna give it to them. It finally went away. I haven't heard it. See, I say it now, they'll be back tonight. That was a few nights ago. I didn't hear it last night, so hopefully it's gone. But there's one, it's outside, I can hear it outside, but it's by a window. And I'm not going outside trying to kill a cricket. But it's like, it's insane. And I know I talk about killing crickets and fighting the crickets and the battle with the crickets all the time, but I mean, it seriously gets on my nerves. Rain says, in China and Japan, crickets are pets. They bring good luck, so they say. Think is no. This ain't this cricket. If it's crickets, it's music. It sounds like Taylor Swift to me because I hate her ass, right? I know some of y'all like her, but I'm not me. No, I'm not one of them. Another album dropped today. I think Tamar Braxton dropped her album, but from what I understand, she She sounded really bad on she sounded really bad on Wendy Williams the other night. But Wendy Williams will shade you real quick too, right? Anyhow, let's see what we else got we have going on. And I'm so happy that Rain's in the chat room. That makes me smile. such a great person. Let's see. So, we're gonna take one more. Quick, brief, little break. And when we come back, we're going to give finally. I know it takes a long time to get here, but I just don't want to talk about. You know me. I'm kind of all over the place when I talk. So. After this last break, I promise the last break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Tricon Pop Culture Convention. Let me tell you, it's shady and it won't be very nice, but here, I'm here to share the truth. And I can only speak of my truth and my perspective. So if you don't like it, who cares? It's my podcast. So we come back. We're going to take one more break. And we'll talk about Tricon in the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back. Played this song a few weeks ago, and I don't know, it was on my mind for some reason. I don't know why. Tracy Spencer was, and I need to find Tender Kisses. But you know, since we've been a break, I kid you not, a freaking cricket has started chirping its freaking head off because I was talking about him. That's some voodoo for your ass. So maybe I shouldn't have killed him and start talking about him and shit. That one that got away the other night, that's his ass chirping and tried to cause me to have a problem tonight, not getting any sleep. I don't know if you can. Can you guys hear it? And it's just chirping, like it owns the place, you know, like it's singing in the shower or some shit. Anyhow, welcome back. It's the 5x5 podcast. My name is David, and again, thank you guys for checking us out. Rain, new listener to the show, and I think I have another listener to the show. He should not be named. Well, not yet. Anyhow. And just thank you guys, because I do this fun. A lot of times I say this is my therapy. I get to talk, I get to vent sometimes. I get to be silly. But I'm always David. You know, if you ever meet me in real person, which some of you guys have, you get the same David everywhere. You know, at work, I'm the same David. I'm a little more serious, but not to the serious to where I'm very staunch and just business boy. I'm the same David everywhere. I think it's important. I kind of walk in my truth, and you know, I've been through some struggles in life. I can't say that I haven't, but thank God, that, I'm able at my age, to say that, I've conquered some things and, I've been through some things, and, sometimes you gotta get through one thing to get through the next thing. And that's the thing, right? So this past weekend, oh, I gotta tell you, I did go to, see, this, another thing, starting last Friday, that's when all the bullshit started happening at work. I had to go on a work trip. We went to the St. Louis Zoo. And it was fun. I hadn't been to St. Louis Zoo in many, many years. But it was a long, I forget how uncomfortable, charter buses are charter buses, but I forget how uncomfortable they are. And, it wasn't fun. This cricket is getting on my nerves already, right? I know y'all can hear it. I know you can hear it. sorry. And, it is, it's so uncomfortable and, you can hear the cricket. I told you. That's so shady. I mean, the cricket is shady as hell. I don't. Thank you, Ray. He's going to bed now. Listen, I normally post it on Facebook so you know when I'm on. Normally Wednesday nights when I have the opportunity, after Empire. He says, I've always had a good attitude and I don't suffer fools. I really don't. That has always kind of been my MO. I don't have really time for a whole lot of time for nonsense. So I'm not going to put up with it, but I'm a little softer in my older age. I used to be very brazen, but I'm a little softer now. I'll still snatch you up, but I'm a little softer now. But so with St. Louis Zoo, it was fun. All that walking got on my damn nerves. But the best thing, if you go to my Instagram, one funny guy, the number one, FUNNYGUY, over there on Instagram, you can see some of the pictures of the elephants and a video of the butterflies. The butterfly exhibit was kind of hot. I enjoyed it the most. Plus, it had a lot of air going on there. So it was really, really cool. So that helped a lot. But anyhow, that was on Friday. So this past weekend, there was another comic book convention. Now we've had several here in town, you know, before we didn't have any. And then we had one that's on its, this next year will be its third outing, and it just keeps getting better and better. And, they had a little offshoot and they did a October scare fest type of deal. And then we had, I consider a local like in Owensboro, which is like 45 minutes away. They've had several, which haven't been too great. Then we had one, which I thought was a really good one, but obviously they're not coming back. Last year called Geek Galaxy, which I enjoyed a lot, because it was more like the big cons that you see in the big cities, like the ones I go to. But then they had the one this past weekend. And stupid me, and maybe this is where the shade comes from, and maybe the little salt and the bias comes from, because I forget to apply for my press pass. And so I had to pay. Well, anyhow, my job paid for it because I ended up taking, it was a work venture at that point. I still got to pay for it. But again, initially I paid the $79 to be a VIP. Let's start there. And it was called Tricon. And yes, I'm calling you out. So maybe you can learn from your experience. And not that I'm the know all about comic book conventions. I just started going last year. But I've been to a lot. And I've been to a lot of the big ones. Not the biggest ones, but a lot of the big ones. And so being a VIP, I expect certain things. I expect, to get a pretty decent swag bag. I expect to get a swag bag because you're offering a swag bag with Tricon convention swag in it. Now, here's what the swag bag consisted of. And I can't remember if it was a cloth bag or if it was I wish I could see it. Where is that? I can't remember if it was a cloth bag or, no, it was a cloth bag. It definitely was a cloth bag. I have it right here. It was one of those cloth bags you can get for, 50 cents at a store. There's that receipt. Can't remember whose receipt that is. Oh, I do remember whose receipt that is. Anyhow, sorry. The swag bag consisted of candy. They gave us a couple pieces of candy. I got some Starburst, some Skittles, some Jawbreakers that I didn't appreciate. What else? It had a pin in there, which I got free at another convention where they was advertising. Actually, I got two pins. I bought this. There's something I bought, so no, they didn't give me that free. And they gave some, very generic earbuds. You know, hey, that's cute and fun. What I was kind of offended by, and I guess they spent some money on the bag. I guess I don't know where they got it from. It has, Darth Vader on one side. No, Darth Vader on both sides. And then they give you a folder. You know when you went to school and you had these pocket folders that had, inside that has a little tab so where you can hold your loose leaf paper in. They gave you one of those type of folders. It was green, which is one of the colors of Tricon. And then on the front, they wrote, not printed, they wrote in gold magic marker, autograph. And I was hoping it was going to be spelled wrong, so I would have something else to say, but it wasn't spelled wrong. And shade. And so I'm like, oh, that's kind of tacky. I think it's tacky because I paid $80 and you gave me a 10 cents folder that you wrote autographs on. They've been planning this con for maybe a year and a half now. And another thing that I thought was very interesting, there was no comic book presence at all. They had some Power Rangers there. The girl, the one female that's the most recognizable from Farscape, she was there. Some people from Star Wars, Star Trek Continues, the web series, a local metal creator, he goes to all of them. There was nothing stand out. They also gave you a cup, a little probably 6 ounce cup to wear if you took your cup to the special to the special VIP drink room. Your first drink was free. And your second one, you paid for it with a quarter. It was a quarter for it, for subsequent drinks after your first free one. Okay. I'm like, oh, that's cute. You know, so I'm walking in. I'm like, I want to have high hopes for this because this is the last convention. I want to support any local endeavor that is in the thing that I love, the whole nerd genre, geek genre, comic book genre, but there was no comic book presence. Now, there was a comic book store there present, but they were doing games. No comic books. There were a couple of comic book creators who had made these independent comic books, but there was my big thing when I go to these conventions, there is a big presence of comic books. I mean, a big presence. There's somebody selling them. There's stacks and stacks of them. They didn't have any. Which this is where these conventions started. They started with people who love comic books came together, and they wanted to share their love with each other and be more connected to the creators and the publishers and the subject matter. And it just they didn't have the presence there, so that was kind of a detachment for me. At one point, I kid you not, I was so bored, I sat down and went to sleep. Who does that? I sat down and maybe because I was tired because I was working so much, but I sat down and I went to sleep. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is so boring. And so, but here, let me re rewind a little bit. When I first get there, they have the red, well, then I walk in. Now, when you go to these cons, you have somewhere to register. If you haven't paid, you buy your ticket. If you're a pre-register, you go get your badge or whatever you have to get, your armband or whatever. I walk in. There's nobody there. It's at a hotel. There's nobody. Of course, the hotel attendants in there, and I'm kind of walking around. I go inside. There's stuff you can look at. I'm looking around. I've walked around the whole place, and I'm thinking, well, did I really have to pay to get in here? I do see like some of the volunteers guarding specific entrance. I will say that specific entrances to get to the special guests. But I'm like, I can see them. If I took my camera out, I could have got a close up of all of them without paying, which I thought that was very odd. But they had somebody like where you went down this one area, they had the volunteer staff kind of guarding the entrances, but it really wasn't really necessary because you could get in there. Not that you could get in there, you could see what you need to see. Now, if you wanted to go get an autograph or anything, you would have to get past the staff. But I'm like, that's kind of whack, And then another thing I thought was funny, in the very, very small, no comic book vendor room, they had a person sitting outside of there. Now, if you're letting people in free, not letting people, you let people letting people in without registering them as soon as they come into the door, the one spot that you don't want to have a staff to where people can patronize the people who that are actually selling stuff, why do you have a person there checking badges? I don't get it. It doesn't make sense, but whatever. So I kind of tooled around a little bit more, and then I found the registration table. And I'm like, well, do you need to see my card? Because I bought it on Eventbrite and I had the app. I went through all this painstakingly. I painstakingly went through all this trouble to put this on my phone, my ticket on my phone, so they could use it with a QR scanner. And they said, oh, no, we'll just. And I see my name laying on the table. I'm like, well, that's mine right there. She didn't ask for my ID. She didn't ask who the hell I was. I pointed to it and she gave it to me. And then she gave me this sack with this folder in it. I'm like, are you kidding me? I want my money back. And I want to send them an email. I was like, this was the most poorly ran convention I've ever attended. Ever. Not that I've been to a lot. But it was poorly conceived. And again, I've been hearing about this for over a year. We have a new convention coming to town, and they had quite a few Power Rangers there. I guess that's the thing for some people. I'm not a big Power Rangers. They did have Diva Tox there. Remember Diva Tox? She needs to eat a lot. And yeah. And that, sometimes I feel sorry for these really, really like C and D list celebrities that had to attend these things. And the one, I think the most popular Power Ranger, I think this is a Red Ranger, Steve Cardenas, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. I've seen him at different bigger cons. He was there. Then the youngest Power Ranger, the Blue Ranger, the second Black Yellow Ranger, female, and then the second Black female, but she was the Yellow Ranger, then the Black Ranger, who was the Black Ranger. Remember back in the day, the Pink Ranger was a white female. The Black Ranger was a black male. The Yellow Ranger was an Asian chick, and then the red, blue, and green were white boys. Remember that? Where'd they do that at? And, well, the red ones are Latino. See, that's so racist, right? Racist, racist, racist. But it was just really, really, really unsettling to me. And I try to give it a chance. I tried to make the best of it. I did do the auction, which that was really, really horrible. And I'm like, and then they had to, for one, they had too many staff, there that wasn't doing to me, the right things. They had no scheduling. It was just poorly conceived. The vendor room was horrible. I always go to these things and I always buy a ton of stuff. But I knew it one of the vendors, and I've been telling him for about 6 months that I'm going to buy something from him. So I eventually bought something from him because they were there, and I've talked to them for a bit. And normally I see all my friends at these conventions. I didn't see anyone except the one vendor that I knew, and of course some of the people, the one metal worker that I kind of know. And but normally the ones locally have a more they're more connected to the community. And when I say the geek community, the comic book community, they're more connected. Like PopCon is very, it's more connected. I know all those people. And maybe I'm a little biased. I don't think so. But it just felt, oh, we woke up today, we're gonna put on a pop on a comic book convention with no comic books, but we called the Power Rangers last name. They may be here, they may not. And so let's do that. Did some see some good cosplay. About three or four. But the best thing out of this whole convention had nothing to do with the convention. It was the food trucks out back. I kid you not. It was the food trucks out back that I enjoyed the most. Of course, I'm a big boy, so I'm gonna like I'm going to like the food trucks. But I'm like, what was the purpose of this? So I actually had to go a second day. That's when it became a work venture. I had to go the second day. And, again, I was like, yeah, this is kind of horrible. And why am I wasting my time? So I sat down and played on my phone for about 4 hours because there was nothing to do and a lot less to see. And I wasn't even interested in. There was no energy. There was no excitement. And, just because you want to do something doesn't necessarily mean you should. If you don't know what the hell you're doing, I've said that before. Everybody has an opportunity to grow and improve and do better at what they're doing. I am a fan of that, so maybe you guys need to try again. I'll give you a second shot, but start planning now. Don't go back to the hotel, because that's not working for you. You need a convention hall or something big enough so you can set it up the way it needs to be set up. Not because I say it, but obviously these other conventions that are local and other places, they got the formula correct. But bad word of mouth is bad word of mouth. Because they had the nerve to send me an email asking how was the event? Would you recommend this event to a friend? Hell no. Would you come back again? Hell no. I might one day if I can get in free. I'll go back, and I'm not getting asked you to put your comments and stuff. I'm like, well, this is what you need to do. Add some comic books first. Guests are guests. So this is a small area, so you're not going to get A-list guests. But, another local con last year had to be a local con, had some pretty serious guests. Somebody from American Horror Story, WWE Hall of Famer, they had some serious guests, but you can always get Nicholas Brandon. He needs to be at one because, his ass got arrested again. And I met Nicholas Brandon, last year at Indie PopCon, and he was so nice. And you just don't know what people's personal struggles they're going through. He needs to keep his ass at home for real because he's just getting in trouble. I guess he tried to choke out his girlfriend or wife or somebody, ex-girlfriend, and got arrested. And it's just things are just not working for him. And he needs to grow up. I guess there's a Dr. Phil episode out there that we'll never get to see to where I think he walked off the stage or something like that. And he said he wasn't ready to explore, to give that part of his life, to share that part of his life publicly, which I get it. You don't have to share everything with everybody, but you are in the public eye. And people, like me, we're nosy. We want to know. So maybe next year, TriCon and get Nicholas Brandon. That would be a good, I would go see Nicholas Brandon again. He was very, very cool. I thought he was, very charming and, But I think you guys need to try again. No tea, no shade. I do want my money back. And that's all I can really say. There's not much more to say about it because it was pretty much nothing. And y'all can have this photo bag. So anybody wants this this Darth Vader bag, leave a comment. I'll send it to you because I don't want it because it's horrible. You might get one of them pieces of stale Starburst in there or something. Anyhow, thank you guys. Thank you guys for listening to me tonight. I still need to catch up on some television. So hopefully tomorrow I don't have to work at all, and which I probably need to do some work, but I'm not. I'm just going to take a day off for myself and just chill. And I think tomorrow night I'm going to get me some of that Not Your Father's Root Beer. And I'm going to get me some of that because I've been craving it. And I'm just going to enjoy a nice, simple evening watching television and I don't know, maybe working on the website. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David, and I thank you guys so much for checking me out. Don't forget to send me a voicemail, and we're going to see you next week, hopefully by Wednesday. If not, we'll see you sometime in the week. I have a light week next week, so it's not going to be so bad. And once again, see you next time. Have a good weekend, guys. Have fun. Good night. Here's that new, well, number 19 off the Unbreakable Janet CD. Just a little excerpt so she won't sue me. And we're going to go to bed. Good night, everyone.
Come on. Well, you know that I'm safe. A fishing mother.